Hey everyone, this is the Helping Friendly Podcast. We are back with another quick hit from last night's show, Deep in the Heart of Texas. Seth, who is Saxon Strikeouts on Twitter, has joined us, and I think this is your Helping Friendly Podcast debut, so welcome, Seth.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, happy to be here. And awesome. A lot of fun last night. My first show in Texas, so good to kind of check that one off, but a lot of good energy, a lot of interesting song selection, creative ideas going on with the band last night, which I think is pretty synonymous with what's happening this fall.
Nice. So what do you, what were some of your highlights? Another, I think this is sort of following the pattern of really long first sets, or maybe not long lengthwise compared to, you know, other years or whatever, but just a ton of songs.
Lots of songs. I think I just counted, it was like 14 songs.
Yeah, that's
just, at some point, it just seems like they were just kind of firing through them. But really, for me, the show really kind of picked up steam. Well, first of all, for It's Ice, it was great to hear that. That was one I had as kind of one of my picks I wanted to hear that night. And it
was super funky.
It was very funky. Paige had a really good first set. There were a lot of songs, I think. You know, Breath and Burning, Rage with Paige. You had, Poor Heart. He had some nice moments there, My Soul. And then, you know, It's Ice, he really kind of took it over. And
Paige was definitely all over the set. I noticed the same thing.
He really was. The set really got going for me, I think, during that whole Fuck Your Face, second greatest Fish song of all time, ass-handed first greatest Fish song, which, you know, it was obviously they were having a lot of fun with the crowd, and then saw it again. Those three songs in a row, I think, definitely really picked up the energy, and it seemed like I think there were a lot of tour debuts last night, if I'm correct.
I think Jambase had it at, I think, 13 tour debuts.
So that was cool to hear, and definitely a lot throughout the night. There were a lot of songs, I think, you know, NICU, another one we were really excited to hear. Quick note just on the venue itself, one of the coolest indoor rooms I've seen Fish. Certainly I'm used to, you know, the MSGs and, the arenas on the East Coast where I live, but to see them in such a small place and definitely not sold out. There was definitely some empty seats upstairs, but really fun, energetic, engaged crowd. Also, there was very, very little cell reception last night, which I think I heard going around. There were not a lot of streams. So the crowd, I think, had their phones mostly away, and they were just there to dance and really enjoy the music.
Excellent.
Well, that's cool. That gave those of us at home a night to sleep, so we can be ready for this coming weekend.
It's exactly what I did. And Zach Cohen tweeted at me last night because in Atlanta night one, I was calling a farmhouse first tube encore, and when they played first tube, he said that he was happy for me because it was the last Fish show I was ever going to see, which is slightly an exaggeration, but I won't see another one for a long time. And then last night, Zach tweeted at me, farmhouse encore, and tagged me and said, who is definitely asleep. And there's no question that after that weekend, I need to sleep for several days. So thank you for not making me stay up. But Seth, you stayed up, obviously.
Yeah. And then David Bowie also, to close the first set, really, really strong. I think that was also a tour debut. That was one I really, really wanted. I was hoping they would pull that out before they got to Vegas. And unfortunately, it did, and I think that kind of maybe squashes some of those Junta Halloween set rumors, perhaps. I think it was the first one. So definitely a really hot version. And then second set, to expect Dogface Boy to open a second set, I don't think anybody would really kind of have that one there. So definitely a treat. I haven't seen that one in several years, so that was great. And then even Petrichor in the second set for me, my first fall show, so my first time hearing a lot of the Big Boat stuff live, and Petrichor was, even though maybe in the second set you'd wonder about it, I think they played it very, very well. The crowd, I think, responded really well to it, especially kind of the more up-tempo parts of the song in the middle, and I think people were excited about it. And then certainly the Maze that followed was absolutely fire. It was really hot, and you know, Maze and Bowie in the same show is kind of interesting as well, but the Maze really took off again. Paige had another nice moment there, and I think really the crowd got really hyped up for that one. And then I think really, if you want to listen to one thing from this show, or maybe one 20-25 minute segment of music. It's got to be the I Always Wanted It This Way, and then the Piper. The I Always Wanted It This Way, this kind of new sort of electronic direction that they're going, which I think, you know, some of us are definitely curious about it. I thought it sounded great. I think it gives Page really a chance to just go kind of mad scientist. He gets on all his different keyboards, especially when Trey jumped over to the marimba for the last maybe 5 minutes or so of that jam, and then coming back with the Piper out of that. Not a really long Piper, but very focused. A lot of really cool creative moments, especially from Trey. A little bit of good stop-starring thing there. Definitely brought back the wooing a bit, but it wasn't too overdone. And I think it was a really, really great version. And even the Bug, I mean, it's not a normal set closer, but a little extra energy there. And I think, you know, the encore, you're never going to complain about that encore. It was fantastic. And, you know, Buffalo Bill, Rock and Roll, great way to end the show. A lot of, again, really atypical placement for a lot of these songs, like the Dog Face Boy opener, the Bug closer, but definitely creative, continuing, I think, what they're doing really well this fall. And the only other thing I could probably say, and I mentioned it to my girlfriend last night, with I Always Wanted It This Way, that seems like a song that could be primed for potentially New Year's Eve countdown type slot, if you ask me, just kind of talking about the future of Phish and what their music is bringing. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens, and it's a long way away. I'll be at MSG. I'm not going to be at Vegas, but for me, you know, tonight, hopefully they keep these sort of maybe first-time tour songs coming out. I think the Yem people are looking at, and that might happen tonight, or they could save it for Vegas, but we're certainly hoping for it here in Texas. And, yeah, I mean, had a great time, great venue, great sound. I think the production was really excellent, too. For me, I think the screens and the production crew that have really stepped up. We had great seats last night. There's not too many bad seats in that venue, so
nice.
They really embraced it, and it was overall just a, you know, really interesting show.
So it's funny you mentioned the New Year's song, or the, you know, the Auld Lang Syne, because I was thinking yesterday that it was, you know, it was Blaze On last year going into this year, and that was perfect, and Fuego the year before. So they're, I feel like the songs that, you know, either are, I don't know, it seems symbolic in some way, and I think that's an interesting call, and that seems like a good one that could show up. I don't know, maybe I'm reading too much into that, as is the case with most Phish analysis.
It's certainly a song that they can, you know, as they demonstrated last night, they can kind of hang in that groove for a while. It's got a nice sort of space element to it. Brad, by the way, asked us to mention, so I think we shouldn't leave out the fact that, you know, not only do they play Bug, they also play Dirt in the same set.
Yep.
And he would like us to tell everybody that he would have been crying like a baby or something to that effect. I think that's almost a precise quote. I also we got, there were two whistling songs in that show.
There were two whistling songs. And we were wondering if, you know, so maybe Reba and Gaiuti tonight, if Trey wants to keep his whistling chops going.
There you go.
But yeah,
definitely. Dogface Boy has never opened any set of any kind, so I think that's kind of an interesting get for you. And you didn't mention the Seven Below. I thought that it not only was Seven Below, listening this morning, was nice. You know, it didn't go to the stratosphere, but it was a really nice version. But also, it being leading right into Petrichor, there's that passage in Petrichor that is at least... it's like a thematic cousin, perhaps, to Seven Below. I think Trey was really enjoying that space for both of those songs.
There's a lot of the Petrichor jam to me, at least the last couple of minutes. It definitely reminds me a little bit of the Divided Sky jam as well. And just kind of, you know, kind
it's
of
a very familiar.
Anthemic kind of chords that they follow through. And yeah, I think the crowd was pretty receptive to it. And I certainly was. And I hope they continue to, I mean, it sounds like they're probably going to be playing it almost every venue this tour, and I'm sure we'll see it in MSG too. So I'm happy they're enjoying to play it.
Awesome. Well, Seth, we really appreciate you coming on. It's been too long since, you know, since I know we've been following each other for a while. So we appreciate you coming on and sharing your perspective.
Absolutely.
Maybe we can do it again. Do it again soon.
Yeah, I mean, I might be able to do it tomorrow. I'm going to be flying back to New York really, really early. So
okay.
hit me up and I'll let you know, because tonight's show should be real exciting. We're about to go head out and get some barbecue downtown and, and kind of fuel up for today. So we'll go and do it again. But thanks for having me on.
Yeah, have a great show.
Have a blast.
Thanks, guys.
All right, everyone. We'll catch you tomorrow for a review of the second night from Grand Prairie. So until then, keep on rocking. Machine.